Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey everybody, how are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Hope you are doing well, and we appreciate this energy exchange that you're having with us today. And we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are having the most fortunate day today. So as you can see, we have Utsava. So say hello, everybody. She's here. I'm gonna tell you. She's gonna tell you a little bit about her. But first of all, I want to remind you that as you're watching this channel, if you haven't already, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, share, and like and comment. It just keeps it going around so other people can get notified of it. And thank you for that, because you have been doing that. So good stuff.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I was just impressed what happened yesterday, in case anybody missed the video we put out. Facebook shut down all of our, I don't even know if you know this. Facebook cut off all of our pages, our personal pages, our fan pages that we've had for
group
many,
pages
many, many
that
years.
Everybody
the group
posts on,
pages,
yeah.
His page, my page. So right now there's really pretty much nothing at all. You just opened up a new page.
Just opened up a new page. But really, for the most part, you're going to be able to just stay connected with us. And this is why we really encourage you to subscribe, because this is really how you're going to find out at present what's going on with the show. And when we get the guests out there, of course, you can listen to us on our syndicated radio at bbsradio.com. So check us out there too.
And Twitter.
Yep, Twitter. And there'll be more. We'll keep you informed as this all goes down. Yeah. So let's talk about our guest, though. So famous psychic medium Utsava, well-renowned for her accurate predictions and prophecies about Trump, Obama, Hollywood royals, New World Order, aliens, deep state, satanic cult, and the political events we are currently living through, all of which she has been predicting for years. And you can find Utsava at utsava.net. And there's also ways to be able to see what's going on with her at patreon.com/Utsava. And we'll put links out there for you to take a look at. So, Utsava, how are
Welcome.
You? Welcome back.
Good, great, thank you.
No, we got a lot of questions and stuff that you came sure in, but before we get there, you are really becoming a superstar, and I think you're validated, and you should have a star on the Walk of Fame, because you officially. We found out you officially have a stalker, yeah?
Yes.
A stalker for 4 years. He's been stalking me, and he started coming to my YouTube channel, has been harassing me ever since, is slandering me. I don't know this guy. I don't go to his channel. I don't know him. I don't message him, nothing. He's accusing me of crazy things, and lately he says I'm in jail and I don't have a criminal record. It's not me, okay? I don't message him. I don't report. I mean, I respond to his tube, whatever he's doing. I heard about him over the years, and people say he's always bashing me in the videos, and he calls me names, like he calls me psycho bitch and really bad names. And I don't respond. I don't do anything. I've been taking the high road. And I don't know. He has some problems, I guess, when you reach a certain stage of
you're famous.
Popularity. You have stalkers and people lying about you. I don't have a criminal record. I'm not an illegal alien. I've been a victim of crime, you know, in another state. I was living before. I talked about it openly. And I've been only a victim of domestic violence and of crime. And this guy, he's an abuser. He's a domestic abuser. Last Sunday, I got three messages, death threats from him. He said he's want to slit my throat. I have his voice on my recorder.
He wants to
slit my throat. And sent me all kinds of emails saying the same thing to my personal email address, threatening me, saying he wants to bring me down, he wants to kill me, he's working for Lucifer, Commander Lucifer,
Email address. This is what he said.
Validated by the police and by the sheriff. And I talked to the FBI yesterday and had to report him too.
Wow.
So we're looking at a criminal case here. We're looking at a civil action as well.
Wow.
Well, I cannot. I am so sorry you're going through that.
That does suck.
It's just,
yeah.
It's crazy. But you know, when you get to that level, people are so jealous. Number one. But I don't know what it is, but this person, he's even sending us messages. So I can definitely say 100%, and I can confirm what you're saying, because they're sending us messages about you.
So it just means you're getting out there, and you know, your notoriety is getting out there. So listen, any press is good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
your name's getting out there.
Around.
So Don't give it any energy.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I laughed at it, obviously, you know, I was like, this is just ridiculous.
So obvious wrong. I mean, why would somebody go out there, go after somebody that's well liked? You see all these great comments everywhere, all these great reviews. I'm very successful in my personal readings. I'm like almost 2 months booked up. I mean, I have repeat clients that come to me on a monthly basis or regular basis. I mean, I've proven myself over the years. Prediction basically came true. Theirs have not. So they must be very jealous. And maybe they should go to therapy.
You know, it's so funny. It's like, when we posted videos of you out there with stuff and when you say things, it's so funny. You get a lot of these psychics, we see comments on there, and they say, oh, I talked about that 6 months ago.
Right.
I talked about that. I predicted that. I'm like, well, no, you didn't, because how I did where, you know what I mean? It's funny, but you see, and a lot of them come out. I mean, there's a lot that come out and say, oh, I did this. I knew that this was going to happen today. I knew that.
I know, that's funny because also this fake psychic, he says the same thing. Like 4 years ago, he predicted that Hillary Clinton would win, and it's online, and I screenshot it for proof. And then I said, no, Trump would win. That's why he started to bully me among these 99% of psychics on YouTube who predicted, you know, we all knew how it went. Hillary Clinton would win, and that was this big downfall for a lot of people for their reputation. And then I was among maybe two or three others who predicted that Trump would win, and accurate predictions ever since. And now they come out and say, no, they predicted that.
They did.
Trump
that's
would
fine.
Win.
If that makes you feel any better. But I will tell you something, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, we always tell people, take what you want and throw the rest away. You have the courage to come out and do what you're doing, which is quite, you know, that's something else in a sense, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and I can imagine.
And then the other thing is also I have people stealing my identity online. So on Parler, somebody poses as me
and they say
they're real Tsava, and you told Parler and they're not taking it down. So to me, Parler Deep State, they're one, you know. And this space always a DC rap. Yeah. And then I had other people on Instagram posing as me and sending people direct messages. Oh, do you want the reading? I'm booked up, you know, a couple of months. So I wouldn't direct message somebody solicit for readings.
Yeah.
And I don't even offer these prices.
We want to make sure.
That also through people were posting that on our Facebook group page. And I'm like, no, that's not right. And then I went back and looked at your Instagram and they have your exact address, but I think what it was, they added two numbers at the back end. So it
exactly,
just
they
flipped
added,
it.
It's different. And they also misspell psychic, and they have like, instead of Utsava 888, they have a dash and then 888,
right?
Like that.
And we'll
they keep changing it. They keep changing it around.
We'll put the proper contact information here too.
Yeah, and that's a deep state. They sold my information on the dark web and they're making all these troubles. It's all the dark forces that go after the light. Look how they accused Trump of the Russian hoax, Stormy Daniels. Now they accuse him, he's guilty of the coronavirus. Then they go after Michael Flynn. They go after Roger Stone. You know, they go after
look at what they did to remember what they
and
did.
And they've done nothing wrong. They arrest them.
And
the same with me. I've been persecuted all my life. Like, it started in kindergarten. Seriously, I've been beaten up in school. Why didn't they go after me? They always go after those who want to make a change in the world and have a pure heart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just how it is. My intentions have always been pure. So when they go after me, they go after you. Because I'm working for you. Like, Trump works for you. We're working for you guys. And you know, the Stones, his intentions are pretty pure, I think, and Michael Flynn, and we are pure. We want to help humanity. That's it. We're not just saying it; we're actually doing it.
No, I can feel you.
Absolutely. Yeah, remember what they did to Judge Kavanaugh when he was?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The torment.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what they put that man through and his family, that was awful.
That's what's going down right now. I mean, you know, you take a look at stuff like this, and we're going to get to your questions here. I know everybody's probably like, hurry up.
I know.
But
stop talking.
It was a second. We only get a few times there. But you know, it's interesting. It's like, you know, what happened with us with the Facebook shutting down and stuff like that. You never think those things. I mean, I hate to sound like a cliche, but you don't think those things are happening to you. You know what I mean? But they do. So, you know, all those people out there that are content creators, just, you know, keep fighting the good fight. You got to be stronger, and you get your crap and everything like that. So, you know, just fight back at it, really. So enough about us. Let's get right into questions with you. So as far as like what's going on right now with what happened with the scenario that we went through right now, that was a mass kind of like wipe out, if you would, yesterday from Facebook.
Terrible.
Trust me, I know. Is this the beginning of something? How does this play out? You know, because I know there was in the thousands, right? Yesterday it happened. Uh-huh. How does this play out? Meaning that do those accounts get reversed back into? Do these people now, or as everybody starts scrambling to other networks like Parler, Gab, kind of thing like that? Or how do you see what happens there?
Well, this has been going on for years. I mean, right now for you guys, I mean, what they're doing, it's just seeing being damned. Like, they shut down these accounts and that's it, pretty much. Like, they did with YouTube. I mean, I can feel with you guys, because every time it does happen, it's traumatic, you know? And whatever they're doing, these demonic forces, it's always trauma-based.
That's so true.
They're abusing you. They're telling you you're doing something wrong when you do everything right. They don't target this fake psychic. They didn't take him down for calling me all these names. He comes a psycho bitch and he says he wants to slit my throat. I mean, you know, they don't take him down for saying all that stuff. I screenshotted everything for my lawyers.
Yeah.
And but they're taking these people down and they're not deleting even this post. Mm. And they're going after us, what we did wrong, just pointing out the truth, trying to help Trump win for humanity so we can save the planet. We want less chemtrails, we want more money, we want to be rich, we want to be not poor, we want to help people, we want to help the children from being trafficked. Oh, you get shut down if you say that. I mean,
you can't even put things about saving the children out there right now.
No.
Absolutely, it's just mind-boggling, right?
No question. Do you think that there's going to be some type of a internet blackout? Is anything like that on the horizon?
I think something is coming at some point around the election, and I think the Bannon Group mentioned something, and I can see something coming. I mean, this is going to be far out, like in October, November, perhaps. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some blackout. And they've talked about this for a while. And we had some internet and phone interruptions in the last few months, I think. We had a lot of us had with the changing the system and all that. And who knows what happened. But there will be, I think, a big one where there will be announcement made about what's going on at some point. I think that's planned out. Like,
yeah. Would it be like something that it'd be like light switch on, light switch off, and when you turn it back on again, everything will resume back to normal?
Or
is it going to be like you lost all everything? You're starting over from scratch.
No, I feel like really with the social media. I mean, I've been saying that possibly that YouTube is going to be shut down. I mean, I see that Adam's making that decision. You know, at some point, and I think that's the goal, because there's no fixing this. You know, you want to be censored for life.
Right.
They're not going to stop with the censorship, so they're going to be shut down at some point. But some people saying, oh, they're going to be shut down. You know, they're taking my predictions and say, oh, it's going to be shut down in a week. Mm-hmm. I think it will be that you have time to prepare. Maybe you can move it over to another platform. So
you don't lose your data and everything like that?
Yeah, I think I don't think there's a mean to just shut everything down.
Yeah, it would be
a way to move things over, you know.
Well, that's
something
good.
That they're trying to figure this out, because there's so many good videos online.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there are some out there. And as we get more information, which I'm sure you'll be, you know, this is the time where everybody's sharing all these different networks right now.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get into some of the guest questions, and here's one that's interesting that came up, one of our guests asked for, can we trust Trump's son-in-law?
That's come up a lot.
Jared Kushner. And I've actually seen that one several times too. Is Kushner stabbing Trump in the back or undermining Trump?
Honestly, I mean, I usually don't talk about things that are kind of negative, you know, when it comes to, I'm on Trump's side, whoever, you know, but he, I think there is some back and forth with that going on. Like, it's kind of, sometimes they have disagreements, things like that. You know, Kushner said this years ago, he hasn't found himself. He doesn't know who he is.
I can definitely see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He tries to do good, you know, in Ivanka, and they're trying to do good in the world and all that.
He's still awkward in that awkward stage?
Is he stabbing him in the back? I think they're just disagreements, you know, those disagreements they have sometimes.
Which, I mean, when you think about it, it's you have a working relationship, which is a very unusual working relationship to begin with. And then he's also your father-in-law. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the whole thing
is a very unusual relationship to begin with when you're working together, right?
Yeah.
You know,
even when you're not working.
It just doesn't, the Kushner doesn't just let him, Trump wants to have things maybe sometimes done on certain grounds. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's just how it is. So there's certain opinions, you know, but that's with a lot of people, you know, that's normal kind of.
Right.
Yeah. Stabbing him in the back. It's an exaggeration, perhaps.
Is it? Okay. All right.
Something a little bit wrong.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. No worries. Vice President Pence, is he still seeing, as we look today, as far as stepping down and going away or out of the picture?
Yeah, Pence is just going to, nothing has changed. As you know, for 4 years, I've been making this prediction and don't change it usually. I don't think I ever have. It still stands that he's going away. He's just in there. It's not real. See, he's just in there as a formality. And then that's what I got, JFK Jr. I mean, when is he going to be replaced? Could it be after the election? That's possible, too. As I said, I don't want to make predictions when JFK Jr. comes out and all that. But officially, I mean, he has been coming out, but officially, because that would only have the deep state, but he will be replaced. Yeah.
Would they be able to change it after the fact? Like, let's say, or are you saying Mike Pence is going to step down and then no shoes are going to fill that space until maybe after the election? Is that possible?
What I originally got, what I said a while back, is like he just will make room for the higher cause. Stay in there for as long as it's necessary until JFK Jr. comes around, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, in how the transition, I mean, I really got JFK Jr. will be VP. I mean, I really got that, and I've, you know, for 4 years, I've never been wrong with a prediction like that. If I'm wrong, it will be the first time, I think, with a big prediction like that, you know, but that's what I got very clearly. Yeah.
I mean, there's a million things that, you know, it could be
anything can happen right now, right? I mean, it's all right there. This is the perfect climate for anything. No
this
surprises,
is the
right?
Perfect storm for, you know what I mean? Anything that is possible. There's nothing that's not impossible right now. So
yeah, no, Mike Pence, and they made an agreement with him to just stay in there as long as necessary, but he will not be VP anymore. I mean, maybe they have to make the election go through, you know, so that there's no turmoil or questions or, you know, I mean, you would logically think about it, it's getting to the end. I mean, it's coming up. The election in November is coming up. I mean, if you change it or something right before, that's kind of strange.
Right. That would cut that. I could see. Leave him in there so it doesn't make a lot of turmoil. And then when it's ready,
it might be up the election. Yeah.
Right.
And that's another thing where people sometimes do my predictions. I said, he's going to come out before the election, stuff like that. I've talked about it very clearly. They made some plans for him to come out. Also last year, then he was shot in August. And they were trying to attack him, do harm to him. So they had to postpone some things, how they do it. And I just don't predict when exactly he's going to come out, because there's no point. Then when he will be announced, because then they're going to prepare something. So
yeah,
it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. All right. But listen, right, bring him on here. Man,
time is irrelevant. As long as it happens, that's all great. So, which kind of leads to my next question. Hold on a sec. Where is that one? It's about, somebody wants to know, who is John Galt, but it's spelled with a Q-O-N-G, on Twitter?
Oh, that's a guy. Yeah, I've been following him too and pointed him out on the Patreon. So that's a funny one. He's Trump's Secret Service agent officially, and he was Obama's Secret Service agent. Okay, and he's been seen in those pictures, and I post his tweets and stuff like that. We follow each other, and I, you know, he is his Secret Service agent, obviously. It's been, I don't think it's a fake account. I think it's just another example of how they put these people out there. Vincent Kennedy, Joe M, Define Projection, they have been shut down these accounts Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know what Joem is now, but yeah. He's on also on YouTube. And other people, they could be JFK Jr. Like, there was other people also to give interviews. Don Juan, wasn't that the
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
It could have been, and then the voice is kind of similar. It could have been JFK Jr. or not. And it doesn't really matter if it's him or not. They all say the same type of thing.
They
They all stand for the same type of thing. They work for God Almighty. Like, we all work for God Almighty, you know, and for the light. And that's what we all stand for, and Trump stands for. And it doesn't really matter if it's exactly him or not. It could be him, you know. Mm-hmm. And they just make him. Oh, Vincent Kennedy is another. The other guy. What was the other guy? There was another one.
I know which time.
Fusco. Yeah, it was another one where he JFK Jr. actually dressed up as Vincent Fusco. Mm-hmm. So I mean, this guy is taller than him. His head is smaller, but it could be him. I mean, this energy is very similar, I would say.
Yeah.
From all these people, I felt like this is the most close to could be him type of situation. I mean, his writing style is different, but it's just that putting on purpose his people out there, their similarities, so that people get a hint. Okay, we want to tell you JFK Jr. is out there and it could be him.
What about the current Democratic ticket? Biden and Kamala Harris, is that, are they going to make it to the point of having a debate, or do you feel like, you
that's
know,
gonna be interesting.
I mean, are they going to, I mean, I don't know if you saw any parts of the convention over the last few days. It's just a mess.
It's a cluster.
I don't know what you, I can't even understand what I'm looking at, you know, seeing it, whether it's a quick infomercial or whatever, but will they make it, you think, or is there going to be, is there a surprise coming out of that? Maybe like an Obama, a Clinton kind of scenario? Is any of those play out in that, or they're just going to die out as they are?
No, it's as I said a long time ago, there's not going to be Clinton or Obama running. That's kind of not allowed against. But Biden at some point is going to fade away. I mean, there's criminal charges. The official version of the criminal charges are going to surface, and they're already surfacing now. Mm-hmm. There's the preparation with the, you know, FISA, with the Durham Hunt investigation, and these reports coming out, and you see it's building up to Obama arrest, to Biden arrest, official arrest, that these criminal charges are going to be known. And that's the official version. The original ones are already executed. So, it's kind of interesting that,
isn't that weird?
The other day,
Like, I mean, okay, so this is like so bizarre. Okay, so there's all this, you know, fake Biden, clone Biden, that's under investigation, and this, that, and the other. And then, okay, so now you're going to get you're eventually going to be arrested. So you're arresting a clone. Like, that's weird. I mean, doesn't it seem like weird?
That you're arresting a clone?
Yes. I mean,
maybe it's more for, is it more for how you say, like, like aesthetics, just for like looks kind of thing like that? Would that be the main purpose behind it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the public, okay, is not ready, it's believed, to see the truth. A lot of people are so brainwashed. And so we see how the public is different today than it was a year ago. Like, I reposted a tweet I made over a year ago on Twitter, a year and a half ago, where I said Hillary Clinton has been arrested, she's been executed, blah, blah. And then all the people basically underneath said, "Yo, you're crazy, you're not sharp, blah, blah, blah." Now I'm saying something like this, people go like, I can see that. Yeah, there's a couple out there. Anyway, it has been going on for a long time, for much longer. You know, so people are much more on a stage of being awake these days than they have been.
Yeah.
And so what's so interesting is there was an interview on Hannity, I think it was 2 days ago, with Don Jr. And then Hannity and Don Jr. made comments like, "Oh, Trump is running against a ghost," means ghost equal Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And then Don Jr. also made some comments, and said something in this regard, like, there's nobody out there or something like that. I mean, how more clear do they have to say that it's a ghost, it's a clone, it's a nothing, you know? And that's what I keep getting. I got this a long time ago when I said he's running against nothing. What does nothing mean? some people interpret it as he was running against nobody. Yeah, in a way, it's nobody. There's nothing going on.
That's
nothing.
True.
There's nothing going that on up there so, at all.
Oh, my God. No, you
I mean, there's nothing. There's not going to be a Hillary Clinton, Obama, Cheney. Oh, people are going to be excited about. No, this thing is just going to phase out. And Kamala Harris has been arrested. Recently, you know, there was this case where the black guy has
faked. Floyd? George?
No, there was another guy. Mollet, the Justin.
Oh, Jesse Mollet, the actor, right? Yeah, yeah. The actor.
I think, the actor, and I think she is his aunt. I think, right? She was involved in that, and so he was tried for that, and so they arrested her, and it had also to do with this case. And then, like, a double came out, and she was not very cooperative at first. Maybe there's some cooperation now. And that she can officially run. It's all a smoke screen.
What about
I want to get clarity on this. So the Kamala Harris that we see now on TV, is that a double or is that a clone, you're saying? It's not her, right?
I think it might be her out there. I think she's in prison and she is allowed to make appearances sometimes.
Oh.
And maybe sometimes it's a double, sometimes it's her. There's some sort of a plea agreement going on, but she's not 100% cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting from her. She's not 100% cooperative, not like the others. Yeah.
You know what's really interesting though? Because you said, always said that, and I was like, what does that mean? When you were always like, no, Trump's going to run against no one. So in your mind, you're thinking literally no one, but because he is like empty, you know, the clone version of Biden.
So you're thinking physically like no one.
Right.
Yeah. Like, or whatever. I know what you're saying.
Nothing. Yeah. That would be no one.
Yeah, I actually said, I don't think I said no one. I said nothing.
You said nothing. Right.
And some people interpret that maybe as no one. You know, it's just nothing out there. That's what I keep getting. There's nothing.
There's nothing out there or up here either way. Yeah.
The guy. It's like nothing. Yeah. It's meaningless. If he's running, not running. It's like these people are going to go away. They're going to be charged, arrested. They can't be president anyway. So what do you want to work on? Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Just to time out current events. So here we are turning into the last quarter of the year. And so now they apparently have released, I guess, some stimulus packages, right, for people. So what does that look like? Do you see that next phase of money's coming to the citizens here or to the people that live in the states in the form of stimulus? Or do you see that? Or is that still going to be is that still an ongoing fight between the Democratic Republican Party?
Oh, this connection is really bad.
Yeah.
You know, I was on Zoom with some other people. It was fine.
Huh.
And it was crazy. That's what you say. Yeah. It's crazy. So they talk about stimulus.
Yeah.
Do you want to reset it?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna. Okay. So, Utsav, I wanted to ask you as we get closer towards the end of the year, now they seem to have put together these programs or packages for the stimulus checks for Americans out there, citizens of the states. Do you see those starting to trickle in, or is there still holdups with that?
Okay, so I can see that. I can see that happening. No, I think they're working on it. And the Democrats are trying to block it, especially Nancy Pelosi. But they're going to get something passed. You know, Trump has already made evictions inactive until end of this year. People have payroll tax. They don't have to pay taxes. They own a payroll until end of this year. It's forgiven forever, and things like that. So this is all positive actions, and money is coming back to the people. There will be more next year, a lot more next year. But I think they're pushing something through right now. I think people are going to get more tax and more help this year, too.
Well, that's good to know.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to, not me, this is coming from somebody. I would like to know about our food and drinks. Has Trump put a stop to the chemicals that are being put in them and also the HEK-293, which is the aborted baby fetus cells?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the aborted fetus cell, did he do something about that? I'm getting he would. He he has not addressed those things the way I wanted him to address it. But it's up to me, all GMOs and those synthetic food colorings and all that will be banned, you know, exactly. because it's part of a satanic agenda. And that's here to poison you and so they can do better mind control and all that and poison your body and kill your spirit. I don't see something big happening with that. A little bit. I think they have done stuff, but that's coming in the years, next year.
The food regulation, like really regulating it in a proper way, not the way they do it now?
Yes, exactly. Okay, I think with GMO and all that, because he doesn't want to hurt the farmers. He wants to have friends in the industry. You know, he doesn't want to make people too much mad because the arrests are the most important to get rid of this cabal. Mm-hmm. You know, are the most important. So unfortunately, it's up to me.
Yeah, me too. GMO
too.
That's not for the babies will be all banned. I think there's some regulations. I think they're doing or talking about, but it's not on the top of the list. Fortunately, I mean, you can't have everything on top of the list. You know, as the long arrests as are really number one.
Yeah, as long as it's coming down the road, that's fine.
At some point, maybe like soon, right?
Hopefully
soon. The Q phenomenon that's coming up right now, and again, a lot of this, you know, even the mainstream media is talking about Q, and we may have asked this in previous episodes, and I'm sure it's been asked probably a lot. Is JFK Jr., is he Q, or is Q a collective?
I've said this years ago, and when people ask me, so what QAnon and the Q, there's like a group of 7 or 8 people, and then I think some Anons come out and actually confirmed that, and they're friends of Trump, I said, and they're part of the Marines, and I think that's been also confirmed. And there's, of course, more people, maybe 15 total QAnon who are helping, also writing posts and so on, and of course, there's more Anon worldwide, too, who are helping, but basically, that's the main group. It's like around 10 people. Like, they've been friends of Trump, and they started this movement, actually, and started to make the plan together with JFK Jr.
That's
Q is actually JFK Jr., the main person, but there's also other people writing the post.
But they're just part of, like, that whole network. I got you.
I know for sure that you answered this before, but I have to ask it again because
we have new viewers.
Well, yeah, I know. And if I'd want to know this answer too. I have a severely autistic son, probably from a vaccine, and I'm wondering where will there be a cure for autism?
Being a cure for coronavirus is also for autism. It's like this miracle cure for many things. Autistic children, they have often a lot of heavy metals in them, mm-hmm. you know, those nanoparticles, and a lot of these types of chronic diseases, how they are related to that, you know, from the vaccines and their liver. There's a lot of toxins in the liver. The liver doesn't work properly. And are they going to come up? Yes, they have other things as well.
Other things as well. Now, when we go further into the election, as we get closer to that point in time, do you think that there's going to be any, I mean, are we, since we're back here, are we still yet to see the worst? Is it still going to be a little more, you know, more intense as we get closer to the election, or are we in it right now?
Yes. That's, we have talked about this, that it's going to be crazy like this until the election. Maybe it calms down a little bit before the election, but it's going to be like this, and they're going to come out and slander us and attack and call us Russian agents and whatever, you know, whatever it takes. They're just, but what's happening is like, here's the interesting thing. In my private life, I personally have a very similar situation with people, like all kind of at the same time, like in politics, and a lot of us have, and people told me, yeah, their lives are going crazy too, just like in politics. And they're, you know, they're trying to, this evil force is trying to shame you and blame you and saying, what you do wrong, I'm going to do everything right. Like, you are the criminal and they're the criminal. They're the ones with felony convictions. They're the ones with all that stuff. They're the ones who are the fake psychics who can't predict and so on. They're the ones, like I said, in politics, they're the ones who are the abusers and the criminals and all that. But they're saying Trump is when he's not. And that's all coming out. And they think, oh my God, what do they have now? But it's all going to blow up in their faces all around. And in your private life as well as in politics, you just stand tall and you just do your thing and point out the facts a little bit, and that's it. And you go through it, but it's chaotic, and we're getting abused, and it's going to be like this. It's going to be riots, more riots, and things like that. Maybe some dirty car bombs here and there. But they're getting arrested. These people are getting arrested. It's just really civil war. It's war out there.
Yeah, it is. Somebody wanted to know, they had a question about California. Could you please ask Utsav about California? Because I've been hearing since I was a child that California is supposed to fall into the ocean. I think we've all heard that. I was told it was supposed to happen by 2025.
California falling in the ocean by 2025. Is that something that's there?
No, I don't think so. I think the year... there will be something happening in California. California is huge. It's a huge state, you know. So you could be in an area where nothing is happening, where another area you have earthquakes, things like that. I mean, things are going to happen. There will be floodings and so on. But where, when? It's different phases, different timelines. No, it will not fall into the ocean 2025.
What's going to happen, or how do you see the entertainment industry now coming forward? You know, it seems like because a lot of it's shut down, you know, no movies are being made, no, you know, real new TV per se that we know of is being made. So what does that look like as far as entertainment for people going forward with Hollywood being in where it's at in disarray?
Entertainment. So a lot of these companies or people who want to do entertainment, they moved to Nashville, or they moved to Georgia, or, you know, other areas. Oh. So they're just going to be kind of spread out. And perhaps in Georgia could be a little bit of movement, you know, like there's a lot of entertainment coming up from that, out of that state. I can see that. Maybe a little bit out of Nashville and so on. So it's going to shift. But there will be still, you know, there's still things going on in California as well. It just will be more like in different places, not as much. Okay, this is Hollywood and that's it, you know. It's other places as well.
Do you think the energy will shift in California, like when all the dust settles? Do you think that the carpet's going to just be like and then it's going to shift, or is it always going to have that, you know, because it's been infested so heavily with dark energy, will there always be remnants of that?
What I've seen when I was in California, you know, I lived in Southern California, I lived in the Redwoods and so on, and what I've seen there, a lot of artificial intelligence, like it's full of artificial intelligence coming from China, not just from satellites, from China. It's just full. It's like in Germany, it's like they want to make California, wanted to make California a prototype of the New World Order, where people are completely marionettes, you know, controlled by the demonic forces and believe all this liberalism. I mean, we have seen so many children in Southern California, they want to be transgender. That's all part of mind control. I mean, this is purely that's not normal, and they're really doing the mind control in Los Angeles, in San Diego, with energy weapons and all sorts of technology. They're still doing it, unfortunately. I think the highly managed weapons have gotten better. I mean, I don't think they're using them anymore to attack patriots, but there's still weapons they're using, and artificial intelligence and frequencies and things like that. I mean, not as much military, more like state or other people or other entities from satellites and things like that.
Do you think California will be more a hub? Like, will it's already known as the liberal state, right? But do you think that that's really what it's just going to turn into and just stay that way? And then people that want to get out of it are just literally going to leave California, and the ones that want to be in that type of dimension will move towards that direction?
Like, it'll be its own little private universe kind of thing?
Like its own little 3D.
I see more like California, as Momo people are arrested in California. I mean, they're so corrupt, you know, so much corruption, mm-hmm. also with the police and that, and it's so deep. And it's going to take time, you know, and it's getting dismantled, and a lot of people leave, and there's so many illegals. I just see the word sadness actually comes mm-hmm. out, but sadness for California. It's such a beautiful state.
It's so beautiful. It's such a shame.
And such a shame what they did, all the satanic energies they created in that beautiful state. I mean, it's God's country in a lot of places, and they just came in with the Satanists and with their Chinese AI technology and all that from Google and Silicon Valley.
And then so they're gonna, and are they, is there gonna be any attempt as we get closer to or right outside the election for them to try to break away, as states like California and other states, to try to break away from the United States?
No, they can't, because they lost power. They cannot do that. There's nothing going on. Nothing. These people are going to be clones and arrested and put in Gitmo, executed, you know. Didn't Trump say, I'll keep saying something about we sent them right to hell or something? He's been saying that we shipped them away and then we sent them right to hell back or something.
Yeah, he
did. Something with hell. We sent them to hell. Yeah, that's what they're going. They're going to hell. The processing machine.
Global resets that are happening now or in there. How close are we since we last spoke? Do you think that the global resets are going to actually show themselves, whether that be in the form of currencies or what kind of you know, maybe debt forgivenesses, all these things. When do we start? Do you think that it's going to be like, we're seeing this here?
So I disagree with people saying it's going to happen overnight. And I've been getting these questions for years. And then I predicted last year it would start. And I predicted some phases. And I think we've seen those phases also this year. And I think these things happen gradually in phases. Mm-hmm. Like recently when Trump said he's going on a RV vacation, that's a reevaluation of currencies. Now currencies start to change, gold and silver start to change in price, but that's just the beginning. You know, gold and silver, I said it's going to go up and then it's going to go down again, some again. I think it's more next year it's going to really flourish.
That's when we're going to start to see things more.
Yeah, and this year what I got is that Trump will forgive student loans. And first, I mean, 100% forgiven, federal as well as private. And some people have seen the loans forgiven. You have seen the loans forgiven. And then next year, there will be some sort of debt jubilee, and then down the road, some more. But they won't just wipe out everything overnight. That's not what's happening. And I also don't believe that Nezara-Gezara is going to be Nezara-Gezara. I think it's going to be what we call Trump-Zara, his own version, their own version of financial system.
Isn't that something?
I'd be fine with that, too.
Isn't that something? So, hey, that's good news. That's good updates there. So it's coming right here. Exciting times ahead of us. So that is Utsav, everybody. Utsav, about how would you like everybody? We're going to put links up there for people to connect with you. But what else would you like for people to know on where they can get you?
Okay. Yeah, please visit my website, www.utsava.net. I do not direct message anybody on Instagram and do not offer readings any other way. So if you want the reading, please visit my website and check for links there, also for social media. I'm also on the Patreon. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Gab. I'm on When We Go One, We Go All. I'm on Parler. My real account is on Parler. And I'm also on Facebook a little bit. So yeah, thanks for your support. I really appreciate it.
Yep.
Likewise.
And send the energy to her, everybody, that her stalker goes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it goes away.
Yeah, I wish you a lot of luck on that one. You know, make stay protected. You know, I'm sure you'll see them coming. You know what I mean? So, you know, just stay well there. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed it, everybody, because we most certainly did on this end.
We sure did. And together we'll turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.